Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week that make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Eli Uden. Kath Barbadoro not here this week, unfortunately.
Kath fell down every stair from the Joker movie, and she's now in critical condition.
Shelby had it in the chamber, so
we're wishing Kath her well. Kath fell down the extra stairs, unfortunately. She's gone.
Kath was showing up at the John Wick 4, for anyone who's seen that. She fell down all those stairs as well.
It's been movie also has stairs?
Bye-bye.
Yeah. He's jumping in before he's allowed to talk. This is we're out of control.
95% of the ocean is unexplored, and Kath is there. She's in part of it. She's in there.
She's a part of the 95%.
Part of the unexplored.
You heard him before. We have a special guest. It's Django Gold. He's got an album taping and special on May 13th. I said it in the wrong order.
Wait, what were you supposed to say then?
Well, I was supposed to say you have the special and then say your name. I'm going back to my classic stand-up hosting days when I would do the worst possible way of bringing someone on stage.
We're karma, baby. We're back to karma. It's karma again.
Look, the special, Django is recording an album taping and special, and it's at May 13th. Which is a Saturday at the Gutter in Brooklyn. There's going to be two shows, so let's sell those bad boys out.
If you want to be in an A24 movie, Karma is a classic stepping stone to getting there.
Is that the end game here? I didn't realize that. I was shooting for being a temple to bleed and something like that.
Jayco's going to get burned in a bear suit.
Someday.
Yeah, it's weird how they do that at the end of every one of their properties.
Every single movie ends with somebody getting burned in a bear suit.
Did you guys finish Beef? That was weird. Where did that even come from? It had nothing to do with the rest of the show. Very strange.
Very strange. We agree.
Yeah. So how's everyone doing?
Good. I feel bad that I talked too early. I totally blew the podcast etiquette right out the gate.
Oh, I think it's fine.
You did blow it. You made a mess of it. I would say you've made a mess of it.
Oh, no, Mr. President, please. I can change.
Unbelievable.
Oh, no. I love him so much. I'm having daddy issue freak out right now.
I'm proud of you. That's good.
Oh, my God. How many buttons do you have on that soundboard?
Oh, he's on top of it.
Periodic table of elements.
He's on the Trump page, and he has apparently a lot going on there.
Don't ever underestimate Shelby and his the amount of soundboard he has going. It's deep. It's deep. It's deep stuff.
On the Trump/South Park MP3 flash page.
Who is? You keep saying Trump. Who is that?
I think it's a golfer.
Oh, okay.
Very good golfer. Yeah. I was a big fan of him trying to call Vladimir Lenin Lenny. That was his big riff.
Vladimir Lenny.
It's very good. Very funny, sir.
He is funny, man. He always nails it. I hate to say it, but he's never
thanks so much for tuning into our podcast. We're here with Django, who thinks that Trump is very funny, and then we're done.
And doing good things for the country.
you guys can't see but what hat Django has on right now. But they made an even stupider version of the one that says MAGA in big letters. Somehow it looks even stupider, and he's got it on.
My hat's cool. I got the MAGA hat in matte finish.
Yeah, it's a classic MAGA hat, but it's just it's misspelled, but it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Nobody has ever purchased the legitimate one. That's the interesting thing about it. They sell them, but they somehow all have funny ones.
Well, I'm sure $70.
We're all buying that hat off Redbubble. We're all getting.
That was the big problem. They had those bots that were making the hats under Trump's replies. Need this on a shirt or whatever, and people
What a time to be in the Dropbox shipping game, huh?
Oh, those guys.
That's where it's at. We should stop doing this and just start making tchotchkes.
That's how you get rich. And then you buy Twitter Blue and you tell and you write things with a lot of line breaks in threads like you're on LinkedIn. And that's what it's all about.
If you want to support our podcast, please buy a weird sterling silver chain that we sell over dropshipping exclusively. That's all we sell. That's what we're doing.
It says Daddy's Girl on it. Ignore that. Yeah. That was the only, for some reason, that's
it says Biden's Girl. That's the thing to say, yeah. You know. We love Biden's
Girl.
Biden's Girl.
Let's hear some Biden soundboard stuff, huh?
Oh, we've got him. Soda? We got soda?
Soda!
Yeah. There you go.
I would love to know the context for that, but you know what? Let's just let it remain a mystery.
That's right. He just said soda one time. He didn't say anything else. It was not part of another word. It was
during the State of the Union.
What a gaffe by Biden to say the word soda once.
Ooh, he's done.
America, what the hell is the matter with this man?
America's children staying up too late. Their approval rating for Biden is soaring after he said the word soda.
Yeah.
Savvy
play. The only white boy you know who did it.
That's right.
Oh, no. Is that from the Corn Pop Chronicles?
It's about you. No, it was a thing where Biden was talking about you.
Yeah.
Talking about the only white boy who did it. You know,
come to Django Special, Jack.
Yeah, et cetera.
So, anybody else have a new roommate going on? Is that new for anybody else? Pretty exciting.
Oh, Patty's got a sweet little baby doggy.
I love getting up at 8 o'clock every day. That's something I was doing anyway.
And oh, shut up. You got a cute little dog. You knew what you were signing up for. Come on.
I did. More or less. Yeah.
Eli has never woken up at 8 o'clock in his entire life. So
that's fine. Why don't you?
He has no basis to critique that.
Can we remove Django from the call?
The fact that you're awake right now is a miracle.
Can we remove Django from the call? Is it possible? Is this possible to remove him?
No, man. I am the call.
We have to eject Django 2, as his username says. We have to get Django 1 back in here. This is.
I miss that guy.
Jingo can't even get on Django 1 for the Zoom. He's good. Yeah. Are you in contact with Django 1? How's he doing?
We have a business relationship with this guy. I would not say that we are social.
They got in a big fight after a show, like the Crazy Town guys.
That's right.
It's very unpleasant.
A little less class than that, but yeah.
I just heard about the Crazy Town fight.
Both of your
fight.
Pants fell down. It was just not. It was,
yeah. All bicycle horns going off in the background.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Bicycle horns. The old school ones. The big squeaks. The big squeaks.
It never fails to make me laugh. That video of that guy who just gets naked when he's about to fight the guy.
My God, I've never seen that.
It's good. You've never seen this?
No, man. You guys are like internet experts. I'm a
there's
novice.
There's a guy who's just like, what? And then he's like stepping out of his tidy white. He's in the guy. He's like, whoa.
Butt ass naked.
That's got he's ready to fight. Crazy fight or flight instinct that we've like abandoned as humans. Like, in us.
Yeah.
My inherently,
man,
inherently
I'm saying, is. My man penis is out. Ready to fight. And yeah. The fight is over immediately.
It's over. It's so over.
Is that what cock sparring refers to? What is that?
Cockfight.
Cockfighting, right.
Just defiantly stomping out of his tidy whities.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, just a,
he's at the Delancey Street McDonald's, and he's taking his dick out, and...
I have
the
seen
fight
so
is
many
over,
videos
brother.
At that McDonald's, and I live next to it, and it's like being next.
You
to
You live next to it. What's your address?
Next to it. I live like around the corner on Orchard Street, but like I go.
What's your
it.
Specific address?
Podcast listeners, that requires you to pay for the Patreon. If you wanna,
that's right.
If you want to come kill me, that's going to be extra. Sorry.
At least listen to the album. Watch the album taping before. Okay.
Yeah. No. Let me get through this album taping, David, then you can come and kill me and torture me.
Kill him after the second show, okay?
Second so taping, yes. Do not kill me until my second taping.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Do it. That's all good. We love the Delancey Street McDonald's. It's very good. It's very bad. It's terrible. It's one of the place that there are no rules.
I'm honestly amazed that the Crazy Town fight did not take place there. That seems to be the perfect staging ground for those.
They should like pick them up and drop them like a crane game. Like you're fighting in the Delancey Street McDonald's. Yeah,
it's 4 a.m. Yeah. And all of a sudden you hear somebody doing the Wilhelm scream. That's how you know you're at a crazy place.
Sorry, I'm coughing like Sweet Leaf from fucking Black Sabbath. Yeah, very good. Yeah, exactly. Very good. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Throwback. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we got this dog. Her name is Liza. She's doing good. I really super not appreciating that it's been pouring raining on and off for like the past 18 hours. That's why.
How do you get this beautiful dog and he's done nothing but complain? It's crazy.
She's doing great. Fuck?
She does. I know. Good for you. Get the dog, but you're complaining. Crazies. Come on. Well, she's beautiful.
Crazy.
Standing out in the rain is not fun, you know, for either of us, frankly.
I mean, okay, you know.
She's having a hard enough time getting used to, like, you know, not being so distracted that she actually goes to the bathroom out on the curb, because New York is a lot busier than the farm she came from, the breeder. Yeah. So she's, you know.
If I got spooked, I'd have a hard time to myself.
Yeah, you know? last night it was raining, and it was like 10 o'clock at night or 10, maybe 11 o'clock. I forget what time, but. And she was like doing her little circle. She was getting ready to go, and then the cops pulled over a guy, like right in front of us.
Shot her.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, and it was just like, okay. And then
what
obviously
that, do?
It took half an hour to, you know, run the guy's plate or whatever they do, you know. So they just sat there, and then we finally brought her back out to try again, and she was about to do it again, and then they got out of the car to go back, and we're talking. I was like, this is,
oh my god, really, the NYPD is fucking up our lives in every possible way. They came with us, walk our
Delta
dog.
Force pulling over a guy who
Django. They earn their money, you know.
If they're billing by the hour, they're certainly earning it. That's for sure.
$24 million a day or whatever it is.
Worth one penny. But hey,
the statistic I saw, the library could be kept open and for normal hours and so forth, if like for like the equivalent of like 12 minutes of the budget.
Well, yeah. you simply can't. We can't take that chance.
This song actually always changed my mind. Yeah, cops are cool.
Think of all the puppies that could learn to go to the bathroom if they took 12 minutes off. That you can't let that happen.
Yeah.
So,
God forbid. Yeah,
but she did it anyway. She's a hero. So, you know, but although the new thing that we're dealing with,
it's clap for Liza.
We have a lower bed, and she has learned that if she takes a little bit of a running start, she can jump onto it. She has now decided that's her new move. She makes a beeline for it, and that's not allowed.
And so she can go to the bathroom on their bed.
She cannot.
How big
Very
is
cool.
She's like 13 pounds right now. She's gonna be like double that probably total. But
width and depth, what will you estimate?
Width and how many cubic feet is she?
Yeah. What would you say, like cubic meters, metric?
The vet did not measure cubic feet this time. I guess they don't do it because it's they're too hard to keep still. But
because they're wasting,
time.
You know, they're not doing what they should do, what they're paid to do.
You got to do water dispersion, man. That's the only way.
You got to put her to a graduated.
Is she ever going to be allowed on the bed and her couch?
what the hell is that?
I don't think
that's
she's
the nicest thing that I've ever heard from Shelby's.
That's
robot
true.
Voice.
That's like, true. The voice.
Will she be allowed on the bed?
Bed or couch? We don't know yet. She's not going to sleep in the bed for maybe ever, but definitely not for the first like at least a year because she's getting crate trained. She's gonna,
what if she's very nice?
House.
What if she's very nice and cool?
Couch is TBD, but we're trying to keep her off the couch for now too. We're doing a lot of training with off, which is not working when she's sprinting in a frenzy.
What's off?
I think you should let her on the couch if she's cool.
Just saying the word off is off. Yeah.
The off method.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're spraying her with the bug spray.
That's what at first I thought you meant, like using like powerful chemicals to keep her off the couch. Yeah. Honestly, probably
we actually got some stockpiled DEET, whatever that
she
stuff
is wearing. She's wearing a full body harness that's kind of like a Hellraiser situation, and it's, you know, shocking.
Yeah,
you're not allowed on the couch.
Put her in a giant hamster bubble. That'll keep her from getting into too much trouble.
Yeah, maybe. That's actually not a bad idea. She can't get anything that way. If she goes to the bathroom, that'll be fun for everyone. She'll get it on every
single
inch of her.
She'll fill it up, and then you get a new hamster bubble.
Go tip to tail, you know, get up there.
A thing that's really been interesting is how easily and how many different ways you can get dog waste on their leash, you know. You wouldn't think, and yet the puppies find a way to make it happen.
I think that's your fault. I blame you.
Okay, well,
you just remind me of something.
I would move it if I had a dog and the dog was gonna go to the bathroom on the leash. I would move it.
She's not going on it.
People
she's
love telling
dragging
parents
it through it.
Parent their children.
Yeah,
dude. This leash story just reminded me of this insane thing I saw on the street in New York. And you know, we've all been living in New York for a while, so you get kind of like numb to the things we see.
And I say that, but I've also hung out with Django, and he is continually taking a shit on his leash. So, absolutely. You know, yeah.
The whole harness. But no, I was on the street in beautiful Manhattan. And I saw an owner walking his dog. The dog went to the bathroom, and the dog owner took a tissue out of his pocket and wiped the dog's ass. Does that happen?
Well, ask Patty about it.
I think that's something that if you think it's if it's like messy, you might try to clean it up. I don't know. You know, from a self preservation perspective,
that is a wild.
Well, the backwards.
I stopped and stared. I was like so shocked to see that.
You never know what someone else is going through. You never know what someone else's dog is going through. I guess.
I guess I should not throw glass stones or something.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head like the other comic that has the story about it, but like having to walk a dog and being like. Having to like pull like a poop bag out of their ass, like the absolute like the opposite of what you'd expect. But like, you know,
it's like a magic trick.
Yeah, a little bit.
Get some handkerchiefs coming out of there.
Mm-hmm, yeah, crazy amount. Red, yeah, like white, blue, all of them.
Yeah, God bless America. Of the rainbow.
Yeah, God bless America. That's right.
Yeah, just, every color of the rainbow: red, white, and blue. the American
American rainbow. All your favorites.
But yeah, she's doing good. I just wanted to give a little update because I know people are probably interested, or maybe not. Maybe they've been bored and they've been skipping ahead. You know,
people like animals. I find
that's right.
They're skipping ahead. They're like, is it possible for me to have my own podcast on Spotify? I gotta know.
Well, at some point in this episode, you will have the chance to find out.
Yeah. Keep tuned. Tune in.
Keep tuned. What the? I don't know. That's a.
Tune in. Keep tuned. Keep your ears open. I don't know.
Get them out of here. Open your freaking ears. Let's get to numbers.
Number 5.
All right. Number 5 comes to us from Scientific Lemurian in the Discord. If you want to submit stories in the Discord, you subscribe at $10 level at patreon.com/whatatimepod. And we will check out the stuff and give you a shout out on the show. So this one comes to us from Live
Scientific
Science.
Scientific Lemurian, okay.
Well, I said Scientific Lemurian.
I know, I was double given.
Oh, my God. Eli is really a rascal today. He's in rascal mode.
Well, this
I'm
what
on
you,
one.
I you get him up before 2 p.m. He's all cranky.
I know.
Yeah, so this story is, let's give you the headline. Scientists find weird holes on the ocean floor spewing ancient fluids like a fire hose. So ancient fluids are spewing out of these holes.
Yeah.
So
as is their wont.
No sort of joke to be made about that.
They're going buck wild.
Well, it's interesting they don't specify what fluids they are. It's like, yeah, it's something.
Warm fluids. I assume they've checked into what they are. This is in Greece. Or no, I'm sorry. Oh. This is off the coast of Oregon. It's named after a Greek priestess. They're calling it Pythia's Oasis.
Who's they?
The scientists. Yeah. The scientists.
Well, named for her.
It's got Pythia all over it.
Some damn nerds, yeah. I guess. And I guess it's
that really is like the name of like your like Scrabble League team or something. Like, Pythia's Oasis.
Oh, yeah. The Scrabble League team. That's a top-notch Django. One of the Scrabble League team guys.
Let's hear your alt.
My alt?
Yeah.
For the team?
Yeah.
I would say I have nothing to do with that. Django.
Points.
I just
points. Points for Django.
We're coming back. Get excited, points. Fellas. Yes, midnight. At midnight is coming back, unfortunately.
Points.
So get ready.
Points. Points.
Wow.
It really is.
One of those points.
Yeah.
He's giving out the points. Ready. Well, there are some points at the bottom of the ocean where there's ancient fluid coming. And the fluid comes from about 2.5 miles under the ocean near where the tectonic plates meet. So I guess it's kind of like a joint fluid, like a joint lubricant for the planet.
Yeah. Yes.
Seems like that shouldn't be leaking. That's maybe not ideal, but I don't think it's a major problem.
Yeah, based on my scientific knowledge, we should probably just be fine, I guess.
Yeah. I guess there's no easy... They're trying to figure out if there's a way to use it to predict earthquakes or you know, but apparently there's no easy correlation between the speed or the volume of the flow and whether an earthquake is coming. So, so far, not very
There's
useful.
There's no easy
Just
explanation.
Check this out.
It's fine. Yeah. We're stuck, you know.
But hey.
We brought in Django specifically, one of our biggest scientist friends.
Top scientific minds in, this, in the field of mystery fluids.
Yeah. He's always talking about the ocean floor.
How come there's never any good fluids seeping out of this planet of ours, huh?
That's
no
true.
Hot fluids, nothing cool.
Butterscotch waterfalls like we've been promised.
Yeah, why not that? Why not the cool?
I think you're forgetting crude oil, the most wonderful fluid of all.
That is a pretty good fluid, come to think of it. I could go for some of that right now.
Show is sponsored by crude oil, the oil industry, fossil fuels.
Yeah,
okay, a lot of people freaking out about this Little Mermaid stuff.
People are freaking out about crude oil.
Well,
right?
That too. That's not good.
Yeah. People are freaking out about the Little Mermaids. What's going on with that?
Well, because they made like the fish and the crab are like realistic in the remake because it's not a cartoon. And I think Flounder looks nice. He's not a flounder. You know, he's like a little yellow fish. But you know, he's like a little guy. That's fine.
They're woke regretful.
Now. They are woke now. That is a problem.
It's regretful that they gave Flounder human eyes. They kept everything else about the fish regular, but they were like, what if he had human eyes?
Well, I don't think viewers can relate to this dead-eyed stare that animals have. You know, they need some kind of, you know, at the very least, like, squinting for, like, comedic effect and so forth. It doesn't work with the animals.
If you had a visual podcast, you could see Django moving his eyes and looking at us in this way and demonstrating, but you know,
do you guys think that animals feel emotions?
Here and there,
yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe only certain. I think there's probably a threshold below which they don't. You know what I mean? Like you know, certain. Like, maybe that's unfair. I just sent you pictures of Flounder and of Sebastian because Sebastian is obviously
Jamaican.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he's still Jamaican. I don't know what the story with that is.
They might have to lose that angle.
That would be very funny if that was the one thing they had to change. Where they're like, "Well, you can do everything the same." But
we did it. We finally hired Adrian Brody to bring back his classic Rasta Man character from SNL to do the voice of Sebastian.
Also, Flounder will no longer speak in a pigeon Chinese accent. we finally evolved the times and.
Oh yeah. That was the thing.
I mean,
how disrespectful for Flounder to speak in pigeon Mandarin, you know?
I know. It really kind of distracted from the overall narrative.
Oh, yeah. Very big.
Yeah. It wasn't even a kid's voice. He was supposed to be a little kid. And sounded like an older man. It was very strange.
Yeah. It was like a very deep, weird voice. It was speaking in pigeon Mandarin that man.
Bragging about how his people invented fireworks that had like no relevance. Mm-hmm.
Wait, why do they? What do they know about that? They're under the ocean. That's the whole thing. They don't know anything about fireworks. Very strange.
Yeah. Well, under the sea, even.
That's right. And so it's unclear whether the ocean holes spewing ancient fluids will play any role in the Little Mermaid remake. But you know, it's not impossible. You know, I mean, it'd be tough to add this late in the because I think they're probably pretty deep into post at this point, and this was only obviously discovered in January. So okay. I don't know why this is a story that came out 5 days. LiveScience.com needs to maybe get a little bit more, read the trades a little more, you know, the science trades.
Let's not attack LiveScience.com. They've done huge things for us.
That's true. If they IP blocked us, we'd be in deep trouble. That's a good point.
Yeah, come on now. But yeah.
So,
you know, they're throwing out. Spewing a lot of pigeon, whatever. we appreciate all sorts of. I'm just saying, you know, no, we all any sorts of anything. No, come on, fine, it's fine. We love them. We love the holes in the sea.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's all I'm saying.
I wish we had more of them.
Keep it up, little guys. Yeah. We appreciate it. Thanks for the fluids.
Thank you for the fluids.
Let's move on.
Number four.
Well, number four, what a treat for me. I finally get to talk about Magic the Gathering and no one can yell at me.
Oh, my God. Au contraire, my friend.
Oh, are you going to yell at me?
Oh,
Django.
My God. I can't wait to yell at you about this.
No. Are you a Magic man? No. I don't believe it.
I've never played Magic. It seems too complex for my little brain.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of us are, you know, kind of geniuses and stuff like that. And, you know, we think about that, the way we play cards, the cards that, you know, yeah. little, weird little trolls and stuff. It's pretty smart stuff. It's hard to do. It's hard to play.
It requires a triple-digit IQ to handle all the trolls.
I know. It's difficult to follow. That's, you know, it's
also
fine.
Also true of Twitter Blue, which we talked about before. You need to be able to handle those trolls.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. You know, you gotta pay for the verification, which is no longer a thing. It's important. But they've brought in... So apparently, Wizards of the Coast, who has not been doing well, period... As they've been bought around since they were bought by Hasbro, like they have not done really like since Wizards of the Coast got bought by Hasbro, they've been terrible. But you know, God forbid, they have hired the straight up Pinkertons to get in here to be like, oh, someone has stolen too many of our precious, precious cards. We should hire the actual Pinkertons to get in here.
The famous strike breakers of yore, the legendary detectives, are now tracking down magic cards. That's right.
Cillian Murphy is on the case. He's going to come over and fuck up your fucking cards. They said, this is when somebody said, they're doing a video. They said, I got up and recorded some videos. Right after I got done with the video, dogs started barking because someone was knocking at the door. I come out and the wife's answering the door. And it was the Pinkertons. It's I don't know why he immediately knew it was the Pinkertons, but that is true.
Well, because they're like, Pinkertons.
Yeah, you know. They're wearing the t-shirt.
Ooh, Pinkertons.
They're wearing the t-shirt. It says Pinkertons, you know. Yeah. They're ready for that. But yeah, the famous union fucking nightmares, the Pinkertons in there. They're here because apparently... there's a huge problem with people owning too many magic cards, I guess, and too many valuable magic cards. They're fighting that. They do say, apologies to the Pinkertons, that they were very apologetic about making my wife cry. They do say that. He was very apologetic about making my wife cry first thing in the morning, which if you're going to make someone's wife cry, I guess first thing in the morning is one of the worst times to do that.
So to clarify, they showed up as like a raid and started like cutting up the couch cushions.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of this guy.
That's what's happening here?
Yeah, they beat the shit out of this motherfucker. Fine.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know, to do the crime, do the time.
They went in, they were like, you got a Black Lotus in there? We're going to kick your goddamn door down.
Yeah.
But...
okay, so this is a set that hasn't come out yet, right? So this is somebody who shouldn't have these? That's the...
I see.
You're queuing me up to rage out on
Feel free.
Oh no. But you'll be on part of it because their new thing is that like Magic forever has been like their new thing is, which I guess is cool, probably for fucking Patty. It's a Lord of the getting right.
Patty
it's a
loves
Lord
cool
it's a Lord things. Of the Rings set. The new set is Lord of the Rings.
Whoa, that's heretical right there, isn't it? To do like these weird like SpawnCon magic sets? That's weird, right?
I didn't know if we were doing like a
this is my Polly Walnuts.
Me and Jenga are throwing up the horns.
We have like Gandalf fighting the Sendir vampire. Like that's where we're headed here.
Yeah, yes. Unfortunately, yes, that's exactly what's happening.
That should not be allowed. And I have
cough, nerds.
Yeah, we know, Shelby. We all get that.
Like that just seems wrong. It's like
the thing was like
you kept putting like Darth Vader and like fucking Ryu from Street Fighter in your magic set.
Like, do you know how impressive it is to find like an extension of magic to be like this is even worse than just playing magic?
Yeah.
Like how lame this is.
Yeah,
but
Gandalf doing the "You shall not pass" to the force of nature. Like that's where.
Yeah. Gandalf is doing the damn, you know, he's fucking Pokemon Go to the polls. He's going crazy on it. But yeah, they brought in the Pinkertons, I guess, to kill people. I don't know what they're doing.
They're rustling them up and they're getting their stuff back, right? So yeah.
Yeah.
How are the cards released into the world prematurely? Was it like some kind of heist?
Released in the world? Heist? They usually just release them.
But why
it could
why
be a heist thing?
I don't understand why they have to track them down. How are these cards illicitly released?
Somebody who works at like a GameStop or something. Probably they got them early or something. They probably sold them by accident or something. Who knows? You know.
Yeah, they hung them all up on the like weird like Harley Quinn statue that they have that people were jerking off to or whatever. They hung them all up there. But I do have a quote here that says, "He was very apologetic about making my wife cry first thing in the morning by sending these heavy-duty lawmen to come collect stuff and talk about stolen products and jail time." So, yeah, they're deep.
What are you in for?
Yeah. How many Black Lotus you got, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they said, Wizards of the Coast can confirm that, yes, this is part of their investigation. A representative told Polygon, this is all Polygon. So, yeah, apparently they've hired the Pinkertons to make sure that the, like, aftermarket, you know, like, prices of their cards aren't too high. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, really, but...
Well, they're just not supposed to be out, right? They're trying to figure out where they came from, probably. Does that sound right? I mean, you know, that's... I'm not...
Maybe, you know. I mean, you're being very forgiving
yes.
of it. No, you're good. You're being very forgiving of the Magic the Gathering.
I'm a corporate stooge.
Patty has a big investment in the this specific set of Magic the Gathering. But doing that, yeah. So, you know.
I have a lot of riding on this. Okay, I have a lot of Wizards of the Coast stock.
Well, they are doing one weird thing, which I haven't seen any part of this, like mention of it, but they're one thing they are doing like a true, like, fucking Charlie and Chocolate Factory where they have one card that is the one ring that like somebody will get it. And there's only one of them. So I don't know if that's why the Pinkertons are beating the shit out of everybody, but,
does it make you lose the game? Because one ring is not good. Yeah.
It turns you into a nasty, terrifying little,
goblin. Into a little gross little guy.
Yeah, that's a terrifying guy.
A little freak.
Finish the books.
You turn into a terrifying guy that people screenshot and then they post it on Twitter and they'd be like, he can get it. Like Scary Bilbo can get it. Actually Scary Bilbo. Bilbo. Yeah. Scary Bilbo is kind of hot.
If you play the One Ring for more than three turns, your only action you can take is eat a fish like corn on the cob. That's the only thing you're able to do. It doesn't do any damage to anyone.
Yeah. No. If you play Scary Bilbo for three turns, then you can get it. That's the greater thing. You can be in La Touch. But doing that at some point on April 20th, which is not funny. 420 is not, you know, let's all be real here. We're adults. It's not funny at all. But the channel has published a video, you know, showing that. And then the Pinkertons have come through. It's crazy that you can buy like a bunch of boxes of Magic cards and the Pinkertons will just like actually show up at your door and be like, hi, do you have Magic cards? And then they just beat the shit out of you. Well, they don't, but you know, but as it goes. Apparently, they're very on top of any part of this as it goes. So they have this whole thing. Like the literal like name as like specifically the Pinkertons are coming through and making sure that the Wizards of the Coast magic cards are being distributed properly through everybody. And they're doing that. Let's do that. A subsidiary of apparently... which is amazing. The Pinkertons are apparently now known as a subsidiary of Paragon Systems, which that's how everything would evaluate now, you know, like evolve at this point.
Pinkertons themselves are being optimized into our exciting new blue chip economy.
Yeah. They're like the Pinkertons, like, oh, as part of Wagner, they're part of Wagner. It's fine. It's very good.
Pinkertons are largely a consultancy group now.
Well, it's messed up because they're all contractors. None of them get any benefits.
Yeah, that's true.
They have an app that they report, you know, they get like an alert and they have to go, break a strike or, you know, take your pick of what it is that they have to do. So
strike breaker.
Yeah. They're just full of Call of Duty. They got like knives on every fucking
strike breaker
shoulder.
There's no second E in breaker. That's, you know, to get the app naming convention correct.
That's the idea.
But as it goes, they've done it. If you own Magic cards and the Pinkertons haven't come to your house, God bless. Good for you. You're lucked out. I guess you didn't get the good cards. Sorry. You know, almost negative. Where it's like, I opened a couple of packs and the Pinkertons didn't come to my house and beat the shit out of my kid. Like, you know.
I think the weirdest part about this is when Pinkertons show up at your house, the first thing they have to do is explain what the Pinkertons are. Like, so you ever see Deadwood? Like, and then after that, they can commence.
The 1 week that Kath is out, we can talk about Deadwood. Unfortunately, she loves it. Yeah.
Hello, this is the Pinkertons. What, the Weezer album? What are you just smashing the door down? It's like, yeah, okay. Oh, we're a famous detective agency. Okay, all right.
Yeah. I hate getting a phone call on my phone, but just the area code is the Pinkertons.
Oh, don't have to ignore
it. It says maybe the Pinkertons because you don't have their number in your phone. So
yeah, they're like Pinkertons@me.com or whatever the Apple thing is. Done. But
PinkertonsDetectiveAgency@gmail.com.
Yeah, of course. They're the top detectives. They're doing their thing. They haven't been brought in. They talk about that they were like, they were also maybe brought in on a similar incident with a Pokemon trading card game. The Pinkertons have just like apparently just pivoted to valuable cards. Like that's their new thing.
They're nerd busters. That's their nerd busters.
They're just hired bullies.
Just beat the shit out of Adam Savage. That's their clan.
The bunch of guys in suits with like gray suits with, you know, like the old timey hats, and they're just kicking sand in nerds' faces at the beach. Yeah. That's what they got hired to go in and do. And put down a briefcase, kicked sand in a nerd's face, and they hit the road. Yeah.
They're just throwing Jamie Hyneman in a hole. That's the big thing here. Man who looks like a walrus, just bullying this man. But yeah, they've done that. So, you know, if you've got a valuable Pokemon card or a valuable Magic card, and you haven't been physically accosted by Pinkertons, you came out on top. Congratulations.
Folks, if you like this episode, you might like our bonus episode, which you can get by subscribing at patreon.com/whatatimepod. This week, Eli and I first get a little bit of an update on Liza, who is the newest member of my household, who joined us on Tuesday, and how her training is going, and housebreaking, and various other little elements of her existence. And then we also talked about a hot dog themed wedding option that's available and Eli's personal antipathy toward hot dogs.
We also talked, for most people would say too long, about the classic arcade game Time Crisis. Check it out. Should we do three?
We should.
Number three.
Number three comes to us from AR, Rope Sharpshooter, in the Discord. That is
gross.
Upsetting until I didn't put it together until I said it out loud. So there it is.
Oh, no.
Automatic, man. do the click click and then like a sploosh sound.
Yeah. Odd job. Yeah, the slack sound, that's what happens.
That's what Steve Jobs sounds like when he's coming.
Well, this is a story from Sydney, Australia, from the BBC. A 28-year-old woman was arrested in Australia after they found in her luggage a 24-karat gold-plated gun. So she was presumably doing something very normal there, about to take down Alec Trevelyan. That's not true. She already did that in under like 2 minutes on 007 mode, I believe is how you got the golden gun for.
Well, I would say that's why it has to be so carefully controlled, is because it is one shot.
Yeah.
Like for any gun of that, like, it's one shot.
Yeah.
You can't be, you know.
So I've actually never seen the Man with the Golden Gun. The premise of that is that there's a gun that can kill you with one shot, like most guns can.
Well, no.
I
feel like you're full of shit.
Yeah, totally. With the plumber and the turtles, totally love Goldeneye.
I think
my girlfriend sometimes.
If I remember right, I believe it was just the hitman's signature is that he has a golden gun. Yeah, like that's. Yeah, right. He's got a good name, Scaramanga. It's Christopher Lee. So
this guy is not go for the school of subtle assassination guys, because usually those guys are like moving in shadows, not like, look at my big gun.
Yeah,
Oh yeah.
And also, if you don't witness the assassination, does he then like leave a note that says, "By the way, this gun was gold," just in case you didn't see.
Nobody saw it because I'm good at my job.
Yeah.
But
by the way,
when it happened, it was pretty fucking incredible.
Looked pretty tight.
Golden bullet. It's up to him.
This gun is gold plated, both because an actual golden gun would be worth tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, and also because gold is not a good metal for that because it's relatively soft, would not really hold up. I would imagine
in
a gun situation. But this is not a good thing for her. She has been stopped and arrested. She is facing the cancellation of her visa and removal from Australia, because Australia has pretty serious gun laws. After a mass shooting in 1996, they passed some laws, which is pretty weak, in my opinion, and
does not make them
safer. It makes them less safe, because they have more shootings than we do here. So
what you do, it's like, oh, you're not allowed in Australia anymore. You just put her somewhere else with her golden gun?
They're going to kick her. They're going to send her back here, where she can shoot in the go Yosemite Sam mode.
Drop her off at Ellis Island with a gold gun. I don't think that's good.
That's basically positive. It's like the plot of Battle Royale.
Yeah, Battle Royale, good movie.
Yeah. She's going to some kind of combat island, is my understanding.
They've sent her to. Let me check my notes here. Combat Island.
Imagine showing up good? At a Mortal Kombat tournament with a gun. That would be a real game changer.
Yeah, finally.
I would imagine one of the later characters probably just has straight up a gun, right?
Well, there was a character
from Tekken. Give the bear a gun. Give the bear in Tekken a gun.
Give the bear a gun even outside of Tekken.
Yeah, they gave Armor King armor. You know, it doesn't really seem. Yeah.
No, not fair. Not at all.
And again, damn robots.
Fighting tournaments are marred by
nothing. I would say give Yoshimitsu a gun. He can do all his weird shit. He can jump up and down like a flea on his sword.
But he just pulls out a gun. Yeah, he pulls out a Glock and just fires one bullet and the match is over.
He also just has a revolver. It's weird. It's not great.
Yeah. Doesn't teach kids valuable lessons.
So this lady's in trouble. I'm not sure if the gun is. I would imagine the argument's going to be made the gun is some kind of souvenir or ornamental or something. But it appears to be a functioning gun, so there's not real way to wiggle around that.
It was a flat gun. She put in two dimes and then it flattened the gun.
There is like a clip or whatever the right word for that is. I don't know enough about guns, so I have to.
What, a magazine?
Yeah,
it's like fine.
But I mean,
they keep sending me those videos about those guns that I don't like. Yes, you know.
And it has a pearl handle, which is just a touch of class.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Deadwood vibe. Little Deadwood vibes. Yeah, come on.
It's not a Derringer. It's a big. Dude, it's a big gun. But
that could be the next wave of swag and style. Is people wearing those little like lady guns on their hips? You know, harder. If people started doing that, that'd be so sick.
Everyone
just
needs
more pearl handle derringers.
Yeah. Pearl handle derringers could be a huge game changer.
Just dressed like a madam from an old West brothel. That's right.
I want to see some people doing like Chicago drill rap with a pearl handled derringer, just back and forth.
Yeah,
I think we could also do with some people wearing the dick gun from Dusk Till Dawn that the sex machine wears. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that one.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Is his machine that he does sex with a gun?
No, his name is Sex Machine. He's played by a special makeup effects legend, Tom Savini. And at one point, he has like a gun that like opens up in his crotch and shoots one of the vampires.
Nasty stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Have you not seen that movie? It's a great film.
No, I'm just saying, if I met somebody and he does do a gun, I would
think
like
a guy
it.
Tries to take his seat or something, and he unsheaths the gun and looks down, and he's like, huh? And the guy's like, all right, I don't want any trouble. But later he does shoot the gun.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, this chair is important to you because you went to the trouble.
Right. Just make that gold, and then you're all set. See, boy, googling sex machine gun is not getting me where I want to go. It's getting me to a lot of equipment that I did not know existed.
I've done nothing but Google sex machine gun, and it's done nothing for me. Let me know where. So,
Eli, we'll just drop a picture of the sex machine gun in here for you.
Oh no,
I'd love to see it.
Oh Jesus, this is.
There's so many pictures in here. I'm ready for it.
Download it to your PC, please.
This is just a picture of a crab?
No, that's Sebastian.
Sebastian. Sorry, everyone. I'm looking at a picture of Sebastian the crab.
He opens up a little thing, and it's a realistic crab that may or may not be Jamaican. That's his weapon.
This is a great... I'll tell you guys. This is a great dick gun. It's got two cylinders.
Yeah.
And both cylinders are representing the balls. But neither of them seem to be connected to the
gun. It's not clear how it would feed the gun. Yeah,
yeah.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. So as far as it goes, it seems like a 12-shot revolver.
Yep.
By which I would say there's two cylinders, which are both balls with six bullets.
One of those cylinders should be a little bit lower, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want them to knock around.
It has some weird scarring on it.
It's not yet.
Anybody else's. There's also kind of like a glare from the lighting on just kind of like the lower whole thing of the balls, which is not part of either cylinder. But yeah, I mean, I guess he's got 12 shots, I would say. This is probably like a 22, something like that.
I think he should probably either dress left or dress right, not be right in the middle there. You know, that would be.
He has 12 shots.
He seems pretty fucking happy with it. He's looking at people.
He's very well. That's him doing the "Are you sure you want to test me?" move. Mm-hmm. This is before the vampires start going.
Well,
crazy.
It's weird because he seems like he's showing off, but any woman that might be into this would be like, well, you have it's your dick is a gun. It's terrible. It's violent, and you have 12 weird small bullets in both of your balls.
And after you shoot the first one, you got to wait 30 minutes to an hour before you shoot the next one.
That's a real problem with it.
Got a real refractory period problem.
You have to wait till tomorrow. He's not a young guy.
There's a variation on this proper.
Like you guys don't like a morning shot?
The bullet just kind of like slides out. It doesn't even fucking...
The gun only really works in the morning at this point.
Yeah. What can you do?
He's desensitized his gun from decades of pornography.
Decades of gun pornography. A lot.
This metaphor is flying, man.
Yeah, we're killing it here.
This metaphor is spotless. Of course.
So I'm gonna say I'm not gonna say best of luck to the gun lady, but I guess best of luck on Combat Island, if that's where things are headed.
I would love to go to Combat. I wouldn't love to go to Combat Island. I would love to watch Combat Island. I think it's a good movie. Make it, yeah.
In a Zeppelin high above.
I would love for Django to go to Combat Island. I would watch that.
I would be dead.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to fucking watch it.
Within 5 seconds. And not even like someone killing me. I like stub my toe. I get like a stab.
You do some like dumb shit with a nunchuck and then you die and it would be great. Yeah. It'd be beautiful.
Just donk myself in the temple and that's that.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't like that?
See. Number two?
Let's do number two.
Number two.
Let's do number two. What is this? Me with Liza on the curb? Okay. Number two. also comes to us from AR Rope Sharpshooter, who is coming in hot
this
week.
Disgusting.
Prolific user.
I despise that.
He's your biggest fan, man. That's great.
He thinks he's like fucking Call of Duty. He's like Ghost. God, that's right. I hate that. But, you know, that's the intent. That's the intent of these, screen names on Discord. So,
well, yeah, that's right.
For $10, you can make me hate a nickname as much as I hate this.
Yeah. So this story is from a court in Germany. This is the tenants in a building had sought to have their rental payments reduced because there was a courtyard where the landlord was spending all of his time naked sunbathing. And hang on one second. We're having a little brief visit from someone here who's about to go out. There she is.
Oh, Liza's here. She heard naked sunbathing and
She doesn't really bark yet. She just kind of whines, and we're not complaining about her not barking yet. So,
but she's being nice. She's giving a little high five. She's giving mega high fives.
Liza, way to go.
I'll say that.
Way to go.
Bring her in.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We'll get a screenshot for everybody for the Patreon. She's long gone.
Well, she's gone. I'll post it. People can see the pictures. Okay, so
not Liza, without money, they won't.
That's true. so this landlord is sunbathing naked, and let's see. And the
is this the origin of like the weird the naked trellis guy that I keep seeing these fucking pictures of?
Well, he's in the courtyard of the building. The landlord.
That might be your own version of the internet that shows.
Yeah. But this is an HR company. So this is an office building, which is a nightmare. So these people are going to work, and there's this guy outside naked. Mm-hmm. And they withheld rent, and he sued them. So I just want to get the posture of the case correct.
They were drinking cucumber water, and they were upset.
Yeah,
at the WeWork.
And the court said that the usability of the rented property was not impaired by the plaintiff sunning himself naked in the courtyard. So I don't know if I agree with that.
That's some weird German law.
I would argue the opposite.
I think usability is highly impaired.
I think it would be quite difficult to have a meeting if someone's frank and beans were out.
Right. I mean, if people know there's a naked guy.
You're like learning of like mass layoffs and you're just seeing some guy like posing with his schlong out.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, we're so sorry to have to let you go. And then you're like, well, I can see this guy's tip to tail, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Tip to tail. The court really bending over backwards for this guy here. The court said the spot where the landlord sunbathed could only be seen from the rented office by leaning far out the window. I mean, okay.
That's valid.
Maybe just keep your damn clothes on. It's like a bird. Do your genitals have to get sun in Frankfurt?
Patty's a confirmed birder. Sometimes you got to lean out. You got to put some effort into it.
And it said they also failed to prove he took the stairs to the courtyard unclothed. So he credibly stated that he always wore a bathrobe. I don't know how he credibly stated that. I guess they didn't have any evidence to the contrary.
There's documentation of me in a bathrobe.
Also, bathrobe is not like clothes. Like someone's like, it's so not a defense to be like, I was wearing a bathrobe. It's like, no, you're still a creep. Like there's no way that
I'm wearing clothes. You can't see my dick or my ass. So that's clothes, baby.
No,
that's
I was dressed appropriately. I was wearing a bathrobe. No, you weren't. You absolutely weren't. No.
Right. Yeah, well, people are just trying to go to work. So, so that's the law, I guess, in Frankfurt. So feel free to go off, everybody. If you have some kind of commercial tenant in your building and you can be at least partially obscured, feel free to get naked. That seems to be the general rule.
The precedent this sets is going to be pretty harmful to German society as a whole in 20 years. It's going to be a way different country than it is.
They've done so well for so long.
Yeah, they're great, man. Shout out to the German people.
They're spotless in terms of history.
That's right.
And one small stain now, but what can I do?
Finally, they finally slipped up.
Yeah, finally. A little slip up by the German.
The
Germans.
They did get 3 months of rent withheld, which was allowed for noisy construction. So that was something that's allowed to you're allowed to withhold rent, but not for your guy just letting it all hang out downstairs.
Noisy construction. So he yelled when he was circumcised, or what?
Yeah, he was slapping his dick.
That's the messed up thing. They performed a circumcision ceremony, adult circumcision down there, and
he was hooting and hollering when it happened.
Do they do adult circumcision with rabbis? What do they call them? Moils? Well, Moils circumcise like a 40 year old man, and then like do like the sucking the blood out and all that.
Well, you don't have to be 40; you can be whatever age. But yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't think anybody's getting like jumped into the super super Orthodox communities.
No, you do get jumped in
as an adult. Like I feel like you're in there.
Don't know what you're talking about. You do get jumped in. It is true. They yank it off.
We
go nuts.
It's like, hey, I want to join you guys. Can I come in?
They do it with a switchblade.
Let me in.
Yeah. They carve MS-13 into your foreskin.
That's how you know someone's truly passionate about the gang, if they're allowing you to cut off your fucking hood.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you agree, Patty?
Totally, man. You know? That's how it all works, is my understanding. I don't even know what was said, so who knows? Don't clip that and make me look bad. I have no idea. I was trying to see if there was anything else in there.
That's what it sounds like. So,
Yeah, well, there's a lot of ways of looking at it, I guess. At the end of that.
Look.
What? You're talking about child soldiers in Rwanda? Well, there's arguments on either side to be made.
I'm just trying to get the full story on this naked landlord, okay? I'm sorry. I'm trying to do my job here. Yeah, I guess, you know, like I said, go off, you know, go Porky Pig it. Who cares? They can't do anything.
Go crazy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let it dangle.
Get
live your life.
Or Porky Schwein, I guess it would be, right?
Well, that's really, it's not nice to say that. You shouldn't say that.
Isn't that just German for pig?
I'm just fucking with you.
Okay.
Like, some pretty, you know, inconsiderate to bring up the German about that level of that.
Oh boy.
Django could at least back me up here, but he don't, you know.
That it's insensitive to slur Porky Pig?
Oh yeah, anything about it, you know. Any mention of Germans, you know.
I think they're A-okay. You guys are both German, right?
Oh yeah, we're all German.
Can you tell them my name?
This is a heavily German podcast.
Yeah, that's the theme of this podcast, is pure blood.
Yeah.
Well.
Number five?
Best of luck to the naked landlord, although he doesn't need the luck. He already won.
He's looking great.
This is a unique argument in the whole anti-landlord movement, where you have to be like, well, landlords are parasites, and also, but this guy should be allowed to be naked all the time. I'm not sure where I stand on that as a liberal.
Oh yeah,
landlords are workers too.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Number one. Thank you so much to Conan and Hunt for sending this to us. This is
crazy town, crazy town, crazy town, crazy town, crazy town.
Oh, are you familiar with the? I mean,
we can do an aside, Django. Do you want to give us a little report on what happened with Crazy
Town?
Let's
save it. Let's save it for the bonus. I would say.
There you go.
We can save for the bonus that the people in Crazy Town beat the shit out of each other. They gotta go fuck wild. Yeah, but this is coming to us from Conan Hunt and Gothamist. Is that one of the most fancy birds, the peacock, one of them got out in the Bronx. I don't know where they were, you know, from a zoo, I assume. They were out and around, and they're going buck wild on people. This peacock, it was biting people. It bit a man in the Bronx. He said, succinctly enough, he said, "I thought I was bugging. Roaming peacock bites Bronx man's leg." Straighten up enough, yeah. I would also think I was bugging if I was bitten by a peacock. He's going around being very aggressive. Of course, this involves the Citizen app, which I guess is like basically built. Like the entire intent of the Citizen app is to be like, is there a peacock around? Yeah. Let us know.
It's just like, yeah, what if RoboCop was tasked with taking out a peacock or something? Yeah.
And then the peacock gets absolutely air-holed, Swiss cheesed.
Description on Citizen, surprisingly, as alarmist, man bit by vicious Bronx peacock. It's like, yeah, okay. I mean,
they're like, oh no, this peacock is aggressive, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's doing the knockout game.
Yeah. Peacock did the knockout game on 180th Street, unfortunately, after 8 p.m.
All those birds are really mean, I find. Ducks and stuff. I'm not surprised that a peacock would be so unkind to this guy, because those birds are always like getting people's shit, seems like.
I want to explore this. Have you been attacked by birds before, Django?
I'm going to
put a pin in that, and I want to talk about Django and his attacks.
I don't know if I ever have, to be honest, but I just seem like they're... like violence is always on the table with them. My main issue with the birds is that I have a backyard, not to brag, and they're constantly shitting.
Oh, you
did
brag though. You said
they're
that.
They're constantly shitting in my backyard. So like, I'm actually becoming like one of those like crazy, like I'm like constantly like throwing bottle caps at them and so forth. It's getting to a point.
Throwing
like,
bottle caps at them? Why?
Because I don't like them shitting on my fucking.
But specifically bottle caps?
Well, you know, I drink out there. People come out and drink out there, and that's what there's a lot of bottle caps at hand, you know?
Like you're going Beyblade on them. You're like, you're spinning at them. All right.
Yeah.
Like give them nine.
Gambit or Ricky J.
Gambit. Yeah. True. Like Ricky actual J. Gambit. Can't. Like New Orleans. Like real New Orleans Gambit. It's just like bottle caps and like empty small Ziploc bags that had cocaine at them at one point. I'm flipping of it. It's a Gambit.
Just calling people Moshe Reed does not make you like Gambit, okay?
Yeah. We've all got a bit of Gambit in us.
It's like, look, yeah. I have a purple duster, okay? This costs a lot of money, so you have to say that I'm like Gambit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. I need a jacket that covers everything down to my knees. If my fucking thighs get wet, I will lose my shit. I need the longest duster possible.
I need a coat that gets caught in closing doors. Oh, I'm sorry. He had a brown. He had like purple underneath, right? He had a brown jacket.
Purple underneath. Purple jacket. Yeah, you believe he had a purple underneath. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can understand what you're intimating. I don't know if I do know what you mean.
Penis.
This peacock did come from the zoo. Where they're just walking around up there. We went to the zoo last summer, I want to say. And it's they're just kind of walking around, and like the where they have like the tables where you can sit and eat from the snack bars, there'll just be like a couple of peacocks walking around, because they're not like, they can fly, so they can, you know, do what they want. So
can they fly? I don't want to, like,
strategy.
I don't want to dip too deep into like what birds can fly, because this has already been a problem for me in the past.
Are you guys getting call outs all the time?
No, I just think that some birds can't fly that can fly, and I've gotten yelled at.
Oh, it's like the Stevie Wonder theory that he's faking it. You think, like, penguins are like bullshitting us?
Oh no, penguins are fine. I think we agreed on penguins. I had a problem with pigeons. It's not a big deal.
You don't think that pigeons can fly?
No, I'm not gonna fucking relitigate this shit. All right, I'm not gonna relitigate the pigeon problem. Okay, I didn't think they could fly good. I didn't think they could fly as well as other birds could.
Maybe they can't fly as majestically as like a bald eagle, but I bet they can. They hold their own.
You're walking into a goddamn haymaker. You don't want to. You don't want any part of this shit, brother.
Well,
trust me.
Peacocks can fly, but for like at most like a mile, and it's not something they normally do. Normally they just kind of walk around. But if the spirit moves them for one reason or another, they can fly. So yeah. That's what that appears to be what happened here.
Here's a good description that I enjoy from this news story on the peacock. This guy says, he got tied in the gate and I tried to pet and he grabbed my pants. Then the motherfucker flew in the tree.
Yep.
That they can do. That they can do. The motherfucker can flow in the tree, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has a video that they describe as, the video pans to a shadowy figure. We're just like, you can't say that if it's just, it's the peacock. Like, we know what the shadowy figure is. When you're talking about a video with a shadowy figure, it's not fucking sinister. It's not like, you know, it's also, not.
Peacocks are the opposite of shadow.
It's not
shadow.
Pazuzu, bitch. It's a fucking peacock. We know where it was. You know
their
what I mean?
Plumage is the opposite of shadows. Their plumage is like the most iridescent, beautiful thing you can imagine. Shadowies.
Yeah.
I guess I have my
We specifically asked Django to come out of this episode because he's so horny for peacocks.
Somebody stop me. Is that what the mask says when he wants to fuck?
Yeah, he's always saying that when he's fucking a peacock. Here and there.
I mean, I you know, a peahen, which is the lady peacock.
Oh, my God.
They're not
fucking
as...
Dr. Dictionary over here.
Dr. Dictionary? What the hell? They're
Dr. Doolittle.
All I'm saying is they don't have...
Dr. Doolittle, bitch.
Tag team him. Got his ass.
Fuck you.
That's right. Knowing that a female peacock is called a peahen is real Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, that's lame,
shit.
Brother.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I could talk
Dr. Doolittle.
We'll squawk with the animals.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Well,
this guy fucking sucks.
Whatever. Who cares?
I went too far.
Yeah, I got too hard. We agree.
Look, the peacock,
that's a crazy thing,
is back in jail. So
good. Where
the important thing to know is that he's in jail,
incarcerated in Rikers Island,
back behind bars.
He's in Rikers. He's in Rikers.
Hunger striking.
Yeah. No, he just flew home. He's fine. You know,
he has cash bail, but he can't afford it. He keeps giving different bottle caps.
He had one night of freedom, and he realized he had to get back to the damn zoo. He was like the guy in Shawshank, only it didn't end as sadly. He just went back in. So
he was like, I'm actually not a male peacock. I got to get back to the damn dictionary. I got to talk to Patty. I got to get in touch. Mm-hmm. You know, get back in between the pages of the dictionary, the animal dictionary.
That's like right.
That. That's good right. Roast by me. Thanks. High five, Django.
Heep.
Kaplow.
Kaplow.
Kaplow. We got him.
That's
fellas.
Right. Well, Django, why don't we do our best of luck to the Peacock, first of all. He's good, and he's home, and he's safe. Up. So that's one thing. But otherwise, let's let Django just do a little plug again. What do you got coming up? Where can people see you, follow you, and stuff?
Sure. Listeners of What a Time Pod, if you're around on Saturday, May 13th, I'm recording my first ever comedy album / special at The Gutter in Williamsburg. Please come. There are two shows. There's an 8 o'clock show and a 10:30 show. They're both going to be phenomenal, and they're both probably going to sell out. So I would recommend getting tickets in advance and not being stuck outside in the rain like a schmo. And
yeah, schmuck. Follow, a putz.
Schmuck. Schmizzle. Yeah, and follow me on socials, I guess. Who gives a fuck?
No. Go to Django's show. Will be fucking phenomenal.
Definitely go to the show. I think Patty and Eli and Kath will definitely be there, right, guys?
I'm busy, but somebody will be there.
Letting a lot ride on this here. But they'll all be there, right?
I'm
hoping
it'll
be
a great show. We love Django.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be really fun. It'll be a solid hang after, and the whole thing will be a blast. So, yeah, come on by.
Yeah.
And then our plugs.
Yeah, let's hear your guys.
Become a subscriber at patreon.com/whatatimepod for weekly bonus episodes and much more. And head to whatatimepod.com/links for our merch store, Discord, and more. Follow Patty, Kath, and Eli on Twitter and Instagram at Patty Mo, at Kath Barbadoro, and at Eli Uden. And check out Kath's other podcasts, Lie, Cheat, and Steal, about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters, wherever you get your podcasts. Here's where you can see us doing stand-up this week.
Any stand-up, Eli?
You know, that's a hard question. Not this week, but soon. Think about that, you know, soon enough.
Give me a little taste.
What, stand-up?
No, just like,
fellas,
like, it's coming soon, you know?
Anybody here single?
Keep an eye out on TikTok for my dog shit crowd work.
Yeah, check out crowd work on TikTok, Instagram Reels. You know, just that's what people want to see these days. They love that stuff.
I've been doing it lately. It's the first 2 weeks of like making Instagram videos was like fun and new, and it transitioned to being like soul crushing and humiliating so quickly. It's wild.
Do you want to cut that out or leave that?
No. listeners, watch my soul crushing Instagram reels.
Oh, please. Hell yeah, brother.
Love a video where they have to, ask somebody to repeat themselves to start the video. that's what it's all. What was that? Oh, no. Okay. You're a doctor.
Oh God, yeah. And there's like artificial push-ins they do when the guy makes like a weird face.
We'll leave it with the beautiful last paragraph of the article on the Pigeon, which I love. It goes, the alarming alert sent to Citizens app users sparked a series of tweets about the bizarre event in a city where the Pigeon is king. go to Eric fucking Adams. Django's Eric show Adams. It'll be good, it'll be funny.
Yeah, come to the show, guys, and thanks for having me on the podcast, guys.
Hey, thanks for doing it, man.
Thank Absolutely. You
goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.